A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance!
Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. They also have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Put your motivation to work and grow with us at Currency. Go to gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you what, right now, fintech, Carson, get out to that that area that I was just in that Arthur Hyannis area. You talk about people with you got to tell whoa, not go. I mean, they go. That is, and I saw a bunch of magic out there for finance future.
Did you?
I did. I saw like that. And the first thing I talked to those guys about was fintech. Yes, to give a chance.
Rightfully
to
come, so.
Rightfully so, to be able to do that. A real quick thing that's kind of interesting also about is talk about the 4.5-day work week. I get there on Friday, and there's kids everywhere. I go, what are you guys doing? School day. They're like, no, we only want to do school Monday through Thursday.
At Arthur.
That's common in a lot of places. 4-day work week, basically. They have longer days on the other days because of the travel is so extent to get into school.
It's, you know, get up really early.
They drive 40 miles one way to get to school.
So you better get up super early.
And so they get more work in. But I said, can you imagine the fun I would have had if I was done on a Thursday?
Imagine the trouble.
Trouble could have been trouble, but the hunting and fishing that I would have gotten done on a Friday with no school, fishing, it would have been incredible. Can I tell one more story from Arthur?
Please.
The bunkhouse. So I'm there, we're getting ready to leave, and I go, hey, I got to pay my bill because I ate there, and there's a bunch of people, I got bill to pay and bill to go. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm like, oh, okay. Where's the owners at? Oh, the owners went home a long time ago. So the owners of the bar, they went home because the locals have keys to the bar. So the guys like goes, no, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out what you owe. They kind of, you know, wrote it down on a piece of paper. I think this is about right. You think this is about that? Yeah, sounds good to me. But yeah, there was no, it's like, no, the owners went home. The owners, they had some things going. They had a long day. They went home. And then it was just whoever bartended was just random. You just ask somebody. Somebody just yell out, anybody want a beer? And then someone would go,
awesome.
I'll get them.
That's
and
awesome.
They just go back and get them. And they write it all down. Do you think anyone got stiffed? Nope.
No.
No chance.
Probably
that,
not.
That was the system that they had.
That's Western
the
Nebraska.
System they had that was set up like that. Just, if you get a chance later on, I have another story that was really good. So just have to get to that some point.
All right. Well, we got a long week. And what time is it?
7:50.
Oh, my God. This show is flying by.
Yeah.
So we just talked about some college quarterbacks a second ago.
Yes.
Last second.
Yes. Let's talk about this.
There was an interesting ranking is released by,
really,
once again, CBS Sports of the NFL power rankings of quarterbacks. And you would think, hey, without looking at the list, Joe Burrow might be number one, or Mahomes, or Josh Allen. Nope. They went with Jaden Daniels, fresh off a rookie season that went to the NFC title game, which, again, that does not happen very often for Washington. It's been many, many years since that happened. An incredible season for him. I was surprised to see them put him number one in terms of top NFL quarterbacks in the league.
But you're a little more surprised at seeing Mahomes at five.
Was he at six? He's at six.
Six.
So the order was Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen at number six, Patrick Mahomes per NFL quarterback power rankings. But Jaden Daniels, number one.
Mahomes had a little trouble on the big stage, right?
He got to the big stage. He made the Super Bowl.
He made the Super Bowl.
I don't get six. I don't get it. I don't understand that at all. You could arrange the top six in various forms.
I don't know how much more I could just. I mean, my respect and fandom for Jalen Hurts is so high. I mean, I absolutely love what he's been through.
Did you put him at two, though?
But two? I don't even know if he'd put himself at two.
No.
But and my respect for him is ridiculous. Everything he does, I just don't know if two is that number.
No, it's not.
I don't know if two is that number.
It's not the number. Jaden Daniels, what they say, recency bias? Sure. But you'd be hard-pressed to find an NFL team that wouldn't hurry to claim him as its quarterback of the present and future.
So right now, the team that's in the biggest pickle quarterback-wise is Pittsburgh. Is that right?
They don't know what they're doing yet.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. So right now, let's say for 1 year, you can take Jalen Hurts or Mahomes. Who is Pittsburgh taking?
Mahomes.
Jalen Hurts or Burrow for 1 year?
Burrow.
Yeah, that's... kind of a, but now Jalen Hurts is unbelievable. Don't get me wrong.
He's good. He's good.
And what he's been through, but that doesn't quite add up.
I'm taking Lamar Jackson over Hurts. Taking Josh Allen over Hurts. I'm taking Mahomes over Hurts. Now that's where it ends for me. Yeah. The top six, Jake, in this list are curious, but after six, it drops. Wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, it was number seven.
Seven
comes right after six
was
every
Herbert
time.
Seven?
Stafford.
Yeah. Stafford seven.
Stafford seven.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a drop.
Drop.
Yeah.
Drop. Eight is Love. I think it drops off after the top six.
There's no way that would ever have Love at eight.
I had a problem with one. Again, I'm not by any means a Tua defender. You guys know
Tua's
that.
So low.
But here's the deal.
He's so low.
But Tua Tagovailoa is below J.J. McCarthy, who's not played a snap of football in the NFL, an injury. He's never played in the NFL. He's below him somehow.
Well, okay, now this is where I'm going to defend myself, and I'm going to get myself in a pickle. I don't even care.
Yeah, do it.
This is where, when you guys just shot me down when I said Shedeur Sanders, would you take him over Tua? You shot me down.
I would not take him over Tua.
No, I didn't think it was...
Hold it. You agree with this.
I do agree with you, but I didn't think it was outlandish. And I think this shows that it's not outlandish. If this guy is rating McCarthy, who's never played an NFL snap, is coming off knee injury, ahead of Tua.
Who wrote this?
Who would you take, McCarthy or Shedeur? I mean, it's not that. That's a debate, right? Come on.
You could debate
it. Be fair.
You could debate it.
Just be fair.
I don't think Tua is deserving of that. He's deserving of slander. Ridiculous slander, though, for him.
Is it, though?
So here's my question.
Is it?
So
I think it's Will Backus of CBS Sports.
So my question is, sometimes you have to write things to get people to read it.
No, I don't think that's what he was doing.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's like, this is fairly outlandish.
Cody Benjamin.
It's fairly outlandish to me. And I think it'd be fairly outlandish to everyone.
Tua?
Just the whole list. The order of the list.
Jaden Daniels one.
Yeah, I mean, and hold it. Think about this. What was my thought of Jaden Daniels?
You love him.
I loved him. I love his escapability. I love his calmness. I love so many. I mean, yes.
But you don't have him number one.
I wouldn't have him one.
I wouldn't either.
I want a bigger sample size.
He's dangerous though, right?
Yeah, he does a lot of things really well.
Tua, number 21. Just hit a Sam Darnold at 22. Kyler Murray at 23, by the way. It seems low for
that
him.
That seems really low.
I'm just telling you right now, if you're at Pittsburgh right now for 1 year, do you take Kyler Murray or do you take Jordan Love?
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support. Natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, now, wait a second.
Here's your choices.
I'd probably take Love.
Would you? I'm taking Kyler Murray.
Really?
Yeah, I'm taking Kyler Murray.
He's 23 on this list. I was struck by that one, too. Like,
keep
why?
Going. Who's after that?
So after Kyler Murray, you have Justin Fields, 24th. The Jets, Cam Ward, of course, Tennessee, new quarterback there. Bryce Young, 26th. Michael Penix with the Falcons, 27th. Russell Wilson with the Giants, number 28. Joe Flacco with the Browns, 29. Anthony Richardson with the Colts, number 30. Mason Rudolph, 31 with the Steelers, and 32 is Tyler Shuck with the Saints because Derek Carr retired over the weekend, so they don't have a quarterback right now.
Derek Carr done after 11 years.
Shoulder issues.
So the first thing you think is like, man, his career got cut short. 11 years.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Someone said he played for 11 years, but it must just be shot. It must be that it's like there's no rehabbing this. There's no.
Yep, that's it.
It's just, and your body does shut down.
Mason Rudolph.
Number 31.
Not a guy that you're confident that can get it
done.
There's
a couple. Again, I am not a diehard fan of Tua, but I cannot put Drake May ahead of Tua Tagovailoa. He was okay last year. No way. That's
Tua.
Trevor Lawrence. I put Tua above Trevor Lawrence. Now he's won a playoff game, but he was bad last year. Geno Smith. I'd put Tua probably in the same conversation or above him. Caleb Williams with the Bears. Mm. Would you put him above Tua right now?
No,
for sure.
I don't know.
Bo Nix at 15. Okay. He had
strange.
A good year.
Nix, I'd still have a struggle with it, but Nix for
He had a good year.
Yes, he did.
I can understand him being above Tua. CJ Stroud, 13. Dak, 14. Herbert's at 12 from last year.
Low.
That seems
Herbert
low.
Seemed low.
Seemed low to me.
Baker, 11, seemed a little low.
Like, I'm not saying Tua should Baker go from 21st to 10th. I think Tua could be probably 16th on this list.
Okay.
21st seems a little bit.
I wonder what you think about that.
I just think it's a little bit disrespectful.
So the one that stood out the most to me was Mahomes at 6.
Yeah. Yes.
Even more so than Daniels at 1.
That just seems like blatant disrespect to Mahomes. Really, all you can do
is... He was in 3 straight Super Bowls. He won 2 of them. They lost one game. all year.
They did.
In the one game, they didn't play their starters.
All you can do is get him at six.
No, it's, and they lost two games.
They lost two games. They're 15-2.
They lost one game legit, and the other one they didn't play their starters.
Here's what it says about Patrick Mahomes at six. Was Mahomes' ugly Super Bowl showing, and it was ugly, an anomaly or clear evidence his increasing dependence on last-minute heroics isn't as sustainable as it once was?
They don't have the best receiving core.
He says there's no denying he's still the most trustworthy signal caller in the game, but he's now proven vulnerable twice on the big stage.
Oh, so he hasn't gone undefeated in Super Bowls. What a crime for Patrick Mahomes.
See, 3-2?
Wow.
Got him there five times.
Terrible.
Got him in Super Bowl
Tom Brady
times.
Has lost Super Bowls also.
Yes.
He says the words, Cody Benjamin, there's no denying he's still the most trustworthy signal caller in the game. Just stop with that and put him at once.
But he had him have him at six. That's my whole thing. Right. Read it again.
There's no denying he's still the most trustworthy signal caller in the game. Stop.
He's number one, then. You take Mahomes.
But then they could maybe put him at two. They have him at six.
They have him at six. But now I would put Mahomes one and Josh Allen two. Josh Allen was five. I would put Burrow at three. Burrow was three. Yes. Then I'd put Lamar Jackson at four.
Which he's at four.
Yeah.
Then you put Daniels and Hurts, which are one and two.
I'd put Daniels at five and I'd put Hurts at five and Daniels at six. I'd put Daniels at six.
Well,
but anyway.
There you go. CBS Sports.
Well, you could do this all day. And if someone's talking about it on the radio, I'll listen all day.
Yeah. I would say also that it would be very similar conversations across the board. It'd be hard pressed to find someone like that. We are on KRNX and out of Minot, North Dakota, and I think the list is perfect. Eh? Yeah,
no issues at all.
I could spot on. I would have picked it. I'd have picked it exactly the same. Eh?
Do they talk like that?
I don't know.
So, who knows?
Josh Allen at five and Mahomes at six.
Seems off. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call
now,
464-568-5, your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. This will not be very popular with you guys, but maybe with a listener out there. Current Major League Baseball players. I will give you the player. You tell me what team they play for. There's still 30 teams.
Say it again.
Current Major League Baseball players. Not from the 70s. Not from the 80s,
can we do it,
but right now.
Can we do Royals from the 70s?
Maybe someday.
Willie Wilson.
If you know your current MLB players, call us at 464-5685. Shut up. Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the next down, Sip and Bill and Trivia. We do not have a caller yet, so if you believe you can get Trivia right.
Swim's got it.
Current MLB players. He would win this game today.
Let's have Swim come in and talk about his fitness plan.
He could.
Protein shakes.
What power bar did you have this morning?
Probably had a couple power bars. You know, got to get ready for the day.
There was.
He's getting us. Swim is here, though. He's helping us get us our caller here for the game.
He's got a name.
Show.
He's got a name. He's writing
it down.
He's
writing it down.
Farley's come in also.
Okay, we've got Mark. How do you feel about current MLB players today, Mark?
No, pretty good.
Right, cool. Okay. Let's do this. First question goes to Mark. Bill's a lifeline for one question for Sip. Mark, what team does Kyle Schwarber play for in MLB?
Philadelphia Phillies.
Is he on the Phillies? Yes, he
just saw him on TV yesterday, taking batting practice.
12 homers so far for Kyle Schwarber.
Swim is so mad right now he's not playing this game. He's like, I could name every player on every roster.
Swim kind of looks like Schwarber.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay, 1-0 lead for Mark. Sip, first question. What team does Spencer Torkelson play for? 10 home runs for this team. Torkelson.
Never heard of him.
Hold on.
I'm not surprised by that.
Never heard of him.
Orioles.
No.
I like the guy.
Tiger.
No, he's going with the Tigers. Mark is correct.
Brilliant.
You guys are the Tigers?
Right now we're in a pickle. Down 2-0.
Well, this could be it.
This is for the win. Last question, Mark. What team does Byron Buxton play for?
Never heard of him, Bill.
Minnesota Twins.
That was great. That's fun. Fun game, Jake.
Hey, the caller enjoyed the game.
Yeah.
He went 3-0.
Yeah, he was dialed in. Good job, Mark.
Mark, what a victory that was. Congrats. Get your bagels for calling in and calling down the road.
All right. Thank you.
Good job, Mark.
Quick, Mark killed quick us. Game there.
Okay, give us the other ones.
What team does Juan Soto play for?
I've heard the name. If that helps,
he's the wealthiest player, I think, besides Shohei Ohtani.
I'm going to say the Mets.
Is he on the Mets? Yes.
Brilliant.
Went from the Yankees to the Mets.
Yeah.
He's played with the Nationals, the Padres, the Yankees, and the Mets.
Yeah, okay,
and here's the tiebreaker. As of yesterday, the most games a team has played this year is 41 games. How many players have 10 or more home runs through 41 games?
Okay, you're setting the number, Bill. 10 or more homers through 41.
Six.
Over under six.
I was going to say not many. That's a great guess. I'm going to say over.
The answer is 11. So,
right ball. Yes. That was a good guess.
Nice win for Mark.
That's fun. This is fun, Jake.
I think Mark had a
modern day baseball.
We got hammered.
We are in modern times, is the sad
thing. We are now 24-24.
Yeah.
We are in modern times. When we come back, hour three. We've got a special guest, Lori Wellman from Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach is with us.
Talbot!
Give to Lincoln Day. Next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.